Number 7.
Where on Grayson Avenue does this bus stop?
A.
Bus number 102.
B.
Every 15 minutes.
C.
Near the post office.
Number 8.
Who will give the first talk at the advertising seminar?
A.
I'd be happy to help you practice.
B.
At the Halford Conference Hall.
C.
I heard it'll be Jack Colt.
Number 9.
How many employees attended the Christmas party?
A.
I'd love to go.
B.
Almost everyone.
C.
Yes, it starts at 6.
Number 10.
When can I catch a flight to Los Angeles?
A.
West Coast Airlines.
B.
From San Francisco.
C.
There's one at 2:35.
Number 11.
Why does Harry want to work early on Saturday morning?
A.
He has an urgent deadline approaching.
B.
No, it opens late on weekends.
C.
It was working fine when I used it earlier.
Number 12.
You will remember to proofread my article, won't you?
A.
It was in a magazine.
B.
I already did that.
C.
Can I borrow it when you're done?
Number 13.
How long would you like to reserve this room for?
A.
A non-smoking one, please.
B.
There's plenty of room.
C.
For 4 nights.
Number 14.
Did you talk to our CEO or was he busy?
A.
Actually, he's away all week.
B.
Well, let me know when you are free.
C.
Mr. Sawyer might know.
Number 15.
Don't you normally walk to work?
A.
Yes, but I'm too tired today.
B.
Sure, you can work at home.
C.
He usually arrives at 8.
Number 16.
Why don't we have a meeting about the construction project?
A.
We probably should.
B.
A new shopping center downtown.
C.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
Number 17.
Are they holding the wedding indoors or outdoors?
A.
It'll take place by the river.
B.
Guests should arrive by 10 a.m.
C.
Yes, I received an invitation.
Number 18.
Do you mind if I borrow your phone?
A.
It'd be better to email me.
B.
No, she hasn't called.
C.
I'm afraid I left it in my office.
Number 19.
How much does it cost for a ticket?
A.
For the new cinema?
B.
Only $6.
C.
Probably at least 4 of us.
Number 20.
We should send travel receipts to personnel, shouldn't we?
A.
Thanks, we had an amazing trip.
B.
Sorry, I'll send you another one.
C.
No, to Miss Shin in accounting.
Number 21.
What did Mr. Parker have to say about our sales figures?
A.
They are currently on sale.
B.
He thought they were impressive.
C.
That's not what he told me.
Number 22.
Why don't you come to the gym with us this evening?
A.
I already made plans.
B.
It's free for members.
C.
It was open this morning.
Number 23.
Does Mr. Daly know that the office supply order was changed?
A.
No, he wasn't surprised.
B.
He's been informed.
C.
I didn't know he had changed offices.
Number 24.
Can I give the sales representative your number?
A.
Sure, I'd like to hear about his products.
B.
Yes, our sales figures have increased rapidly.
C.
He gave the third presentation.
Number 25.
Which computer needs repairs?
A.
The one in Diane's room.
B.
No, mine is brand new.
C.
At the Star Electronics store.
Number 26.
Aren't you certified to perform first aid?
A.
He seemed quite certain.
B.
Thanks, it was my first performance.
C.
I have an advanced certificate.
Number 27.
Should we book a room in advance or just hope that there is one available?
A.
The payment is overdue.
B.
Let's call the Olive Hotel now.
C.
For our business trip.
Number 28.
Has the company newsletter already been distributed this month?
A.
Once a month.
B.
No, not yet.
C.
Can I read it after you?
Number 29.
Isn't there a newer model of that cell phone?
A.
I think that's the latest version.
B.
Thanks, I'm pleased with it.
C.
The news is on after this program.
Number 30.
I guess you'd prefer to sit outside on the patio.
A.
No, I'd prefer the cream pasta.
B.
Yes, the weather is lovely today.
C.
There were a large number of guests.
Number 31.
The Mexican restaurant across the road has great tacos.
A.
Flights are expensive, though.
B.
Maybe I'll try some at lunchtime.
C.
It normally closes at 10.